Good morning, Orange County. It's Ted Nguyen. I'm at the Disneyland Hotel, and I've got a special guest with me for the Mobility 21 conference, and we're expected to have about 800 people from throughout the country here to talk about transportation solutions and the different options that we have. I've got one of the special keynotes here. Tell me your name and your title.
Barry LePatner.
And I understand that you've written an important book. Can you share with us that book and that body of knowledge that you've compiled?
Sure. The book is called Too Big to Fall, America's Failing Infrastructure and the Way Forward.
And tell me the premise of that book and what do you think it means, you know, for people looking for solutions here?
Well, America is facing as dire a challenge in dealing with our perilous infrastructure as we are in dealing with problems of our healthcare and our national economy. One of the things that Mobility 21 attendees really are very cognizant about, and that I'm going to be speaking about, is how we have to muster more political leadership and political will to address these problems before national tragedies occur.
Are undergoing right now a very important presidential election. You know, the country is, you know, obviously divided. There's a lot of, you know, things that are not happening on both the Senate and the House side. I mean, there's, for lack of a better word, political gridlock. So how do we break through this political gridlock so that we can do what we need to do and invest in our nation's infrastructure?
Well, because of that gridlock, I have just recently, on August 1 of this year, put out a new website called www.saveourbridges.com, which identifies for every citizen in the nation the nearly 8,000 bridges which will definitely, according to engineers, fall in the near future if they are not attended to. These are perilous structures, and the government, state, and federal have been loath to let the public know about this. And so now everybody can see whether they have a dangerous bridge in their area, call their local politicians, it's an election year, and start demanding attention to this need.
Can you identify some of the key bridges that you've identified in the book? Just a few?
Well, first of all, there are 16 of these bridges that are both structurally deficient and fracture critical in Southern California. Right in this area where this convention and conference is being held in Anaheim, we have a bridge at Tustin and Route 91, which carries 221,000 vehicles a day, which, just like the bridge in Minneapolis on August 1, 2007, fell straight down. This bridge right here in Anaheim is the same type of bridge that could go at a moment's notice, just like the Tappan Zee Bridge across the Hudson River in New York City, and many, many other bridges around the country.
So what can local folks, as well as elected officials, community groups, business groups, you know, what can we do to address this urgent matter?
When we recognize that our children are going on school buses across these dangerous bridges, when we realize that all of us are going around in our daily activities on these dangerous bridges, we need to bring attention to our local politicians and demand that they find the funds and go put this as a top priority. Mm-hmm. That's the grassroots need.
Right. You know, with the talk of, you know, the national debt, you've got the Tea Party, you know, folks that are against, further government investments. You've got a polarized electorate right now. I mean, is it realistic to think that something can be done?
Well, let's make no mistake about it. The money is there. The priority of attending to this infrastructure, because it seemingly is too big to fall, is not there. So we need to make this a priority. We realize we have to attend to this before we affect future generations and our commercial viability. It's about time. We haven't been spending this money for decades. It's now time before tragedy occurs.
Right, that's a great point. And I think that, wouldn't you agree with me that today, with 800 transportation officials, elected officials, business leaders, educational leaders converging in Anaheim right now for the Mobility 21 conference, that's a great start to begin this process?
Well, my keynote speech is about raising this challenge and challenging all of these officials and all of these attendees to now start to become leaders in their own communities and demand what we all know at this conference has to be done and spread that word.
All right. So tell me your name and the name of the book again.
Barry LePatner, and I'm a lawyer in New York City and the author of Too Big to Fall, America's failing infrastructure and the way forward, and also the website www.saveourbridges.com.
All right, well, thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing your keynote as well. So for all those people that would like to follow the conversation via Twitter, it's the hashtag Mobility21. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.